checking corn in February. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The state of Tennessee is kind of in a little island by itself because every state that borders Tennessee has a checkoff, and Tennessee doesn't. Now it's time for us to step up and get this checkoff so we can promote Tennessee corn.
Tennessee's corn growers are a little closer to seeing a referendum to vote on whether to have a checkoff in place for research and promotion. A bill currently moving through the Tennessee General Assembly has passed through the House Ag Natural Resources Committee. The sponsor of the legislation is Representative Bill Sanderson of Kenton.
My district, Obion Lake and Dyer County, we're the largest grain producers in the state. And so I thought it was a good opportunity to do something to help the farmers, to put some money back into the research and promotion. And so I'm just glad that we can do for the corn growers what we've already done for soybeans and beef and dairy. And so, yeah, it's a good thing. And, this is an evolving industry, and if we don't stay on top of it with research and promote our own product, nobody else is going
to
do it.
Again, the legislation moving forward is to simply allow for a vote for corn growers to decide if they want a checkoff in place or not, and that would take a penny for every bushel produced in the state, which would generally amount to just over $1 million a year. Helping to push the legislation through is the Tennessee Corn Growers Association. Mike Hampton of Obion County is the group's president.
The bill will give us the right to vote, and when the bill goes through, we're going to ask the Department of Ag to hold a referendum, and all corn producers will be eligible to vote. And if they vote to form a checkoff, then we will have three people from co-op, three people from Farm Bureau, and three people from the Tennessee Corn Growers Association come together to form a promotion board, and they will be the ones to control the money and decide where it goes.
Tennessee corn producers pushing for a corn checkoff. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.